221.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Here we are, your country folks, Paul Fromm and James Kelso, North Dakota and Canada, in inverse order, and talking about the latest things going on here with the Michael Wolff book, the real trouble that Steve Bannon appears to have gotten himself into. And here's my take, folks. Are we in trouble? Is this movement strong enough, big enough, and are there enough brilliant people in it and courageous people that Steve Bannon flaming out is going to create some terrible crisis for the movement? My answer, no, it isn't. And this example of Stephen Miller stepping up to the plate is a perfect example. When one man goes down, and Stephen Bannon, again, I'm still open to more interpretations. I'm still ready to listen to Steve Bannon explain away as much as he can and fill in the picture for me. But if Steve Bannon did, in fact, really screw up in blabbering away to Michael Wolff, and if he did say some things and so on that were really not very smart, well, how fatal is this to our movement? Apparently not at all. Very important that Breitbart stay strong and survive. That's an institution, and we rely upon it. But any individual in the army here can be replaced, and someone else will step into the line where any of us falter. So,
well, we've always known, James, that if we're going to have strength, nobody is irreplaceable, and that we have to be more than just a one-man show. That we have some depth, and I think the movement does have depth now. That's not to say that everybody's expendable and dear. They're not. But I think it's important that this will the Trump phenomenon, the Trump movement, populist retaking of America will go on.
Yes.
Hopefully in some way with Steve Bannon involved, but with him or without him, this movement is bigger than any one man, even bigger than Donald Trump.
Yes. Now, he's the one person, if we had to name somebody that, may be irreplaceable, the only one I could nominate would be Donald Trump. So but now let's shift over our focus a little bit here. We'll shift off of the Stephen Miller tour de force interview with Jake Tapper, and let's go to some of today's news. How bad are things? Well, pretty good. I'm looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Averages up 220 points today, which means anybody of you out there with a 401k, your 401k grew by in value 1% today.
That's not too shabby.
So if you're like me and your 401k is worth $10 million, then you made $100,000 today. I'm feeling pretty good about that. Wait a minute. I got those numbers wrong. Sorry. But the Dow, it went up. That was humor, folks. The Dow today is at 25,296 points. That's amazing. Now let's go for some more news here. Donald Trump tweeting just 1 hour ago, and son of a gun. Here's the same point. The stock market, writes our president, has been creating tremendous benefits for our country in the form of not only record-setting stock prices, but present and future jobs, jobs, jobs. $7 trillion of value created since our big election win. Let's put that number in perspective, folks. The entire United States national debt is $20 trillion. And, of course, that's a crushing debt. It's an enormous problem. It's an enormous threat hanging over our children and grandchildren. But Donald Trump has made up $7 trillion of that $20 trillion since November 8th in 1 year. That's incredible. Now, the $7 trillion didn't come off the national debt, but value is value, money is money, and assets are assets. $7 trillion more in value came back into America, and that surely will help us pay down that $20 trillion. And by the way, if he keeps it up, I'm not forecasting this. It sounds like too impossible a task. But if he increased the value of the stock market, which is really the most valuable thing in the country in terms of that's the value of all of our companies, put together. I think the only thing that may rival that is the value of all of your real estate. All you people out there that own a home, you are the greatest source of wealth in the country. The scores of millions of Americans who own their homes free and clear, that's an enormous asset. But if Donald Trump increases the stock market by $7 trillion a year for 8 years, he could pay down you could pay off the national debt in its entirety three times. Wow. Let's go to his next tweet. 2 hours ago, the fake news awards, those going to the most corrupt and biased of the mainstream media, and surely Jake Tapper just nominated himself for that, will be presented to the losers on Wednesday, January 17th. Mark that in your calendars, folks, rather than this coming Monday. The interest in and importance of these awards is far greater than anyone could have anticipated. So, folks, what's going on right now? Donald Trump's got a staff working with him, and he's, got his own legal pad out, and he's making his nominations for the most corrupt, the most biased news reporting in the mainstream media.
This is going to be so funny.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, Donald Trump, folks, is not a stick in the mud. This is a man with a flair for making things funny, making them biting. and so Donald Trump is really, like one of his friends, what is that wrestling, worldwide wrestling? Was it Vince McMahon who runs that? That's a close friend of Donald Trump's. And there's a famous skit on YouTube where Donald Trump wrestles down Vince McMahon to the mat by ringside. And so Donald Trump, he's got the showmanship for this. So I'll tell you, this is going to be one heck of a presentation. I'll bet you that, Paul, I'll bet you they have it all decked out with like a little bit of a mini set. And I'll bet you, and if anybody in the staff at the White House is listening, I'm proposing this. Have an envelope. Have envelopes where Donald Trump acts as the MC and he says, "The envelope, please." and then have somebody come up. I hope they can get some like star talent to read the nominations, And now in the category most corrupt story, most corrupt newsman in the male category. The nominees are Wolf Blitzer, Jake Tapper. Who else could we put in there? What's Anderson's first name?
Cooper.
Anderson Cooper, that is his first name. As I say, folks, these are very forgettable people.
Individual in the male or female category?
Oh, well, that's in the mixed category. And or the mixed up category. And
our judges, after tearing their hair out, it's extremely close, but the winner is.
Yeah, the winner is, and they got to tear open the envelope, that whole sound effect of the ripping envelope, and then... accepting for Jake Tapper will be, obviously Jake Tapper's not going to be there, but then have somebody get up and accept for Jake Tapper or something. I don't know, whatever they can do. And of course this would be acting at that point, but it's not acting. These people do deserve, these, uh, Rotten Tomato Awards.
Absolutely.
I love it. Well, that's 2 hours ago. Here's our president. Oh, I'm sorry, folks. I'm reading these tweets for the first time. I did not plan this, but here's the next tweet. 7 hours ago, Jake Tapper of fake news CNN just got destroyed in his interview with Stephen Miller of the Trump administration. Watch the hatred and unfairness of this CNN flunky.
Did Donald Trump tweet that?
I am reading these tweets for the first time. During the break, I pulled up Donald Trump's tweets, which I usually do. And here it is. Folks, I did not plan this. That's what he tweeted 7 hours ago. And that's, of course, Miller took down Tapper, 7 hours ago. So Donald Trump was watching it on his TV. And this is all too funny, Paul. This is amazing. I mean, this has happened so often on this show. Is it somehow we've been in the right place at the right time, or, got it right, starting with our initial thought that, this guy's going to be our president. Boy, did we nail it. And, I thought this was the key story of today. Well, your president agrees. He asks you to watch it. It's a classic on YouTube, folks. Here's his next tweet 8 hours ago. This is probably while he was watching or getting ready to watch the Jake Tapper show. And of course, Donald Trump, the fact that he's watching his top political strategist, Stephen Miller, on his appearance on TV, the fact that the president's watching it means, you know what? I value this guy. I want to see how my man, Stephen Miller, does. And Mr. President, he's sure done you proud. 8 hours ago, he said, I've had to put up with the fake news from the first day I announced that I would be running for president. Now I have to put up with a fake book written by a totally discredited author. Ronald Reagan had the same problem and handled it well. So will I. Now, I missed the reference there, but there's probably something that I've forgotten. But I love this. He adds to fake news. Now I have to put up with a fake book. I love that. And let's see here. He then talks about 8 hours ago, he tweets that he's leaving Camp David for the White House. Great meeting with the cabinet and military on many very important subjects, including border security, the desperately needed wall. How many times does he have to say it, folks, for all those out there who think he's not going to build a wall? The ever-increasing drug and opioid problem, infrastructure, military budget, trade, and DACA. His prior tweet yesterday is the one that was quoted by Jake Tapper, where he says, actually, throughout my life, my two greatest assets have been mental stability and being, like, really smart. Crooked Hillary, he said, I went from very successful businessman to top TV star, to president of the United States on my first try. I love that. I think that would qualify as not smart, but genius, and a very stable genius at that.
That is a particularly slicing cut. Crooked Hillary tried twice. The first time she got whooped by the Kenyan for the nomination. The second time she got defeated by Donald Trump. And others have tried many times. I think the late Senator Ted Kennedy tried two or maybe three times, never got the nomination. Vice President Biden tried, I believe, twice, never got the nomination. Donald Trump tried once for the nomination, got it, and tried, of course, ran for president and the presidency and got that too. That's pretty significant.
Yes, yes. Let's go back for some. Oh, here's another tweet. This is the day before yesterday, Donald Trump's tweet on the Michael Wolff book. He says, Michael Wolff is a total loser who made up stories in order to sell this really boring and untruthful book. And I've read the whole thing, folks, and I can tell you it is pretty damn boring. And it reads like it's tabloid. It's tabloid quality. You open up a tabloid and they say, our sources say, I love, here, I'll use as an example, the story on the royalty in Britain. How many different versions of who's going to be king have you heard? Is Camilla going to be queen? Is Charles going to be king? No, is it going to be Kate and William? Has the queen abdicated? I've read in the tabloids that she's abdicated like 20 different times. She's made William the king. No, she's made Charles the king. She's broken up with her husband, on and on and on. And it's always our sources say, and of course it's never true. But anyway, so that's how Michael Wolff's book reads. It looks like it reads as if he's a writer for what he is a writer for, the Hollywood Reporter. And here's what Donald Trump writes the day before yesterday. Michael Wolff is a total loser who made up stories in order to sell this really boring and untruthful book. He used sloppy Steve Bannon, who cried when he got fired and begged for his job. Now sloppy Steve has been dumped like a dog by almost everyone. Too bad. Now here's another tweet. These are devastating tweets from Donald Trump. And if I were Steve Bannon, these are not, this is bad for me. Donald Trump tweets the day before yesterday. Now that collusion with Russia is proving to be a total hoax, and the only collusion is with Hillary Clinton and the FBI with Russia, the fake news media mainstream and this phony new book are hitting out at every new front imaginable. They should try winning an election. Sad. And that's true. Then the next quote, this really hurts Steve Bannon. The Mercer family recently dumped the leaker known as Sloppy Steve Bannon. Smart. Now, let's give the background on that. Robert Mercer and Rebecca Mercer, his daughter, the Mercers are billionaires. They are the primary funder of Breitbart. It was they who brought Steve Bannon to the attention of Donald Trump when they were investing a large amount of money, like $10 million or something, in the Trump presidential run. They also said, here's a lot of money for the presidential run, and would you please consider putting Steve Bannon, who they liked very much at the time, and Kellyanne Conway on your staff. And Donald Trump said, yes. So that was Steve. That's how Steve Bannon in, what was it, like September or August of 2016 was put on the Trump team. And Breitbart's meteoric rise to popularity and so on, it's a result of just a darn good network, you could call it. But it didn't change with Steve Bannon there or not there. And of course the Mercers, Donald Trump says they've dumped Steve Bannon. This really hurts for Steve Bannon. So, for all the good things he did, I'm sorry that this, comes out this way for Steve Bannon. And I hope he makes some kind of spectacular recovery. I hope there's some, if for whatever he has done, it was wrong. I hope there's a really incredible mea culpa and apology that is accepted. And I hope he applies his genius. He's a genius, too. I hope he applies his genius. He's an incredible alpha male, like the president. I hope he applies it fully. And I hope his value is not wasted or lost. But it does appear that somebody's going to, I think Stephen Miller's assessment may turn out to be the, definitive, but we may have to hear from Steve Bannon himself. Like, where did you screw up? I mean, obviously he screwed up somewhere, and it may have been simply sitting down to talk for so many hours with this this enemy, Michael Wolff. How is that going to turn out well? So,
That's something, I haven't read the book, and I know you have, but that I do find hard to believe. Knowing Steve Bannon's clear understanding of the fake news media and a journalist, and knowing that he's not a great fan of the type of background that this hack presents, I too am surprised that he would give him this much time. There may be an explanation. I don't pretend to know it, but it seems unusual because if these are true, if the quotations he's citing are true, it appears that Steve Bannon let him a lot closer than he should have, in my opinion.
Yeah, and Steve Bannon's a former naval officer. So, boy, if you learn one thing in the Navy, you learn the chain of command, and you learn how you function on a team with a commander. And it appears that Steve Bannon got some of that, got some of his wires crossed on that. And all of that is, how many people have slipped on that banana peel? So who among us hasn't, actually? Here's another Donald Trump tweet. And this is amazing, folks. The Dow goes from 18,500 on November 9th, 2016, to 25,075 today. That was 2 days ago. It's now 25,000, almost 300, for a new all-time record. The stock market jumped 1,000 points in the last 5 weeks. That is the record fastest, he writes, 1,000-point move in history. So it's not just going up, folks. The velocity is the highest ever. He says, this is all about the Make America Great Again agenda. Jobs, 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 $6 trillion in value created. That was 2 days ago. It's now $7 trillion. Wow. Hold on to your hats, folks. We'll be right back. Can't keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound mystery.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn.
We're back, folks.
Nobody's right.
And we've got 40 more minutes of scintillating program for you. The scintillating part is Paul. I'm the program part. My goodness, folks. This is all too beautiful. It's going to become the sort of the motto of this show. Let me give you some more all too beautiful stuff here. I don't mean to hammer too hard on the stock market thing, but it's an index of what's going on. And the Donald Trump, get this, folks. If you're, for those of you out there in our audience who are billionaires, if you were worth 18 and you were largely invested, most of the billionaires are very heavily invested in stocks. or sometimes they're invested in companies that are not traded on the stock market, but they're privately held. Same difference. It's a stock in a company. Your value is there. If you were worth 18, as some of you out there who were worth $18 billion on November 9th, the day after the election, 14 months ago, less than, you are now worth $25.2 billion. You've made $7 billion in 14 months. Can you believe it? And this is not a fairy tale.
That's Warren,
pretty soon you're talking real money there. Warren Buffett, I think he's my sixth cousin. I think he's worth, over $50 billion. I haven't called up Warren to check lately. But if he's worth $50 billion, I'm not strong enough on the map to calculate that, folks, for you. But he's made, let's do multiples of 18. If he were worth 30 plus, if he were worth $54 billion, which is 3 times 18, he would now be worth 3 times 25, $75 billion. So he's gone from $54 billion to $75 billion, 76. Can you believe it? And that's, he didn't do anything. He didn't lift a finger. All he did was get defeated because Warren Buffett, he backed Hillary Clinton heavily. All he did was get defeated, and he's going to make, what's the difference there? $20 billion out of that. Man, that'll buy a lot of hamburgers, Paul.
Yeah.
And the stock market just soaring. Let me give you some more good news here. I'm with Stephen Miller. The man is a genius. He says here, here's a tweet he made January 4th. Let's go earlier in the day on January 4th. He's got a picture of two people. It's small, so I can't see it, but it looks like it looks like a wife maybe lying on a blanket, obviously lying on the grave of her husband in a military graveyard. Looks like, something like maybe Arlington. And she's got flowers. It's kind of an emotional picture. But she's lying on the blanket, really in a way, trying to be with her husband. And this is a tweet by Donald Trump. He tweets the picture, which has the heading, "This is why we stand." And he says, "We stand to honor those who fought and died defending the greatest nation the world has ever known. God bless our vets. Make America great again."
That's powerful.
Yeah. And, these bastards who kneel for the national anthem, well, to hell with them. And to hell with their league also, by the way, folks.
In a report just after Christmas that the NFL has lost a considerable part of its TV audience, and ticket sales are down. So they call it a man caught rather than a boycott. Is beginning to bite. I mean, why should white people support a sport that's largely black and many of whose players have no respect for us and collectively have a criminal record that should scare the pants off any decent person?
Yes, folks, what's left of this sport does not in any way, except for, you watch that beautiful pass by somebody like Tom Brady, it doesn't connect with our people anymore. Oh. And, sport, what is sport? What is the cultural function of sport? It's a way for a people to come together, to have community, to celebrate together. It's a fun way. Think back, 1,000 years, 2,000 years to your ancestors. What did they do as sport? That's what it's supposed to. It's a way for our people to gather. This thing is totally alien. It has nothing to do with us anymore. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, great song, engineer. I was just trying to find out. We've been listening to Tom Jones a little earlier. The great Welshman. I did not know this until I got involved with Ancestry.com. I didn't know that I'm a Welshman, you know, a big part of me anyway, with a lot of Welsh blood. And I was just trying to look here during the break to see if I'm a cousin to Tom Jones. And, folks, there is no more common Welsh name than Jones. So I'll look at that. I didn't figure it out, but I'll go research it and tell you whether I am a cousin to Tom Jones. And anyway, let's go back to some of the great news that's coming up here and to one of our great callers, Wayne in Texas. Wayne, sir, what's on your mind?
Hello, James. I've had some good laughs today with Stephen Miller's comments.
Yeah, it was. That's just, and I know you don't watch CNN, so you'd never hear it. But for you know, we pick it out on this show. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you very much. But if I was Stephen Miller, and this is something that all these Trump supporters should get in the habit of doing, is saying, the problem with you liberal morons is that you put more emphasis and importance on a Trump tweet and what he has actually accomplished in just one short year. He's kicked out MS-13, the border enforcement, helping veterans health care, putting coal miners back to work and saving families, better trade deals. And to me, the thing I find alarming is this Trump derangement syndrome could very well be factual. These people are so deluded and so idiotic right now that they end up putting so much, again, time and effort into dissecting Trump's tweets than they do what he's actually the results. So to me, that's where it's really quite alarming.
I like that. You know, and of course, that's I guess that'll become an acronym, TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. I guess that'll become a term of art, Wayne.
I think so. I think it really fits the bill here when it comes to these morons. But, hey, the real reason I was calling was we need to continue to assist the Trump administration with his push against illegal immigration. And I know you've had some good callers, that bring out a lot of good facts. But to me, what we need to do whenever we talk to anybody is we boil it down to the crime statistics and the cost. And one thing I saw recently, what Tucker Carlson had a report from the U.S. Sentencing Commission that I think is an organization that tracks some of the federal convictions. And what Tucker reported was immigrants, both legal and illegal, right now represent about 7% of our population. But according to these statistics, they commit 22% of all the federal murders, 20% of drug trafficking crimes, 18% of fraud cases, 33% of money laundering, and the big one is 72% of drug possession. So when we hear this liberal nonsense about they're just here for a better life and they just want to do this and that for their families, yeah, all in the meanwhile, they're spreading a lot of mayhem and carnage throughout the whole country. And when you look at some of the states like Texas, we've had over 600,000 crimes committed by illegal aliens in a five-year period. So that means a whole lot of Texans have been violated. When that happens, I know I take it personally, being in Texas here, because it could happen to someone I know anytime with these idiots running around. So I just wanted to make that point. And then, if I could, Trump and a lot of folks are talking chain migration and why we need to stop that. But the thing they're doing is they're stopping short of really laying out a big, big reason why we have to stop this. And number one is just the cost. And if you think about what's happened with some of these chain migration and maybe these people bringing in 10 to 20 relatives, well, to me, if you have a family of four, they might be getting about $4,000 or so per month in benefits with Section 8 and EBT. And then you start bringing in relatives to the tune of maybe $1,000 or $1,500 a month. I think of some of these families of 10 to 15 people here, they could be costing taxpayers about $250,000 per year when you add up all the figures. And to me, I would love to see a study on it, but no one ever seems to really break down the numbers on it. So if you take, one guy winning the lottery, bringing in about 10, 15 relatives, and you multiply that times thousands upon thousands of people that has happened, us taxpayers are getting soaked to an unbelievable degree. And I just wish that people would talk about the numbers.
Yeah, Wayne, you've got it, buddy. And the add to what you just said, we lived, folks, from 1920, of course, way before that, too, but from the 1920 Quota Act until its dismantling in 1965 with amendments, we lived for 45 years with a law where there was no chain migration. There was no family reunification. That didn't exist. Family reunification was nowhere in the law. If you got in, under the old immigration law, if you got in under, let's say, the quota, every European nation had a quota, and it was focused on Europe. If you got in from England on England's quota, that was it. If your wife or your children even, or your parents in England, if they wanted to get in, they had to get in under the same quota. They may have to wait for years to get in. There was no family reunification. That wasn't part of the law. Now, let's look at how stupid family reunification is. If, as Wayne just mentioned, if you bring in five of your relatives from Mexico, each one of them, once they get in here, once they get their green card, they then do their family reunification, which extends out to further people. And it's just a geometric progression, folks. Five bring in five. Each of those brings in five. Each you go up two or three steps in there, and you're talking about a thousand people. It's essentially Roy Beck of numbersusa.org. He points it out the best. Essentially, if you allow chain migration, you have opened the door to every single person on Earth. It's simply a mathematical fact. Go ahead, Wayne.
Yeah, and very good points there, and I forgot about Roy Beck, but his information is definitely worth covering. But again, we're both right here because, again, this geometric progression and the fact that each person coming in, if they don't have any skills, if they don't speak the language, and they're totally dependent on government welfare, then to me that's just another $1,500 a month or so going down the drain. And so when you add, like, one guy winning that lottery and all his relatives coming in, I'm talking, I bet you one guy winning that lottery could cost taxpayers a minimum of $250,000 to $500,000 per year. And then you multiply that times the number of people that have won this lottery and again, who they brought in, it's mind-boggling. And we wonder why that we're trillions and trillions of dollars in debt with no, we have no prospect of paying it back. We're just going down this sewer that's been created by the immigration lobby. And I'll tell you this, it's a phrase that everybody needs to probably keep on their lips, that demography is destiny. I forget who brought that up, but to me it says everything that we need to know. If you don't believe that, you look at the colonization process going on in California right now. There's been a coup d'etat of that government out there, with these liberal idiots and all their La Raza and Mecha types that are supporting them, and they've taking that particular state down the sinkhole. And I know Texas is getting a lot of California refugees right now because they see the handwriting on the wall. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of the fires and everything else that were out there is all designed to help keep pushing out the white middle class so they can have some kind of Aztlan nirvana out there. And people need to understand, if it's California, who's next? Is it going to be Arizona? Is it going to be Nevada? Maybe Texas? Who knows? But this has to stop, and now.
Wayne, you ought to be writing on the Trump staff. We need to get you into Stephen Miller's office. Very well said.
Well, it's just one of those things where you start really sitting down, James, and thinking about it. And again, we just can't let these liberal morons and their books and their tweets and this and that continue to keep our focus shifted. Again, my focus this year is just trying to stop this demographic war against our country. And again, we all have to get on the same page here, because we can't allow ourselves to go down these blind alleys and where we put a lot of time and effort into really nonsense. This is this demography thing, and what's happening with the illegal immigration is key to this whole country surviving.
Absolutely. The caller's absolutely right. Demography is everything. And, you don't even have to talk about immigration. As the demography of Memphis, Tennessee changed when another group's in control, and that's the Negroes, when they wanted the Confederate statues gone, as they were a week ago, that's what happens. You change the population, and your ways, or I should say our ways, will no longer prevail. And, people have to ask themselves, is that what you want?
Yes, and of course folks. I can't add to what you said, Wayne. You're more eloquent than I am. And let's listen to somebody eloquent like you, Wayne. That's Donald J. Trump. He said on his tweet, one of his tweets, January 4th, thank you to the great Republican senators who showed up to our meeting on immigration reform. We must, and then in all caps, it's all caps, he says, build the wall.
Yeah.
Now, why did our president put that in all caps, folks? Well, to reassure you, he's going to build a wall, and it's going to go right across Texas there, Wayne. right up the Rio Grande Valley. Stop illegal immigration, he writes. End chain migration, Wayne's point, and cancel the visa lottery. The current system is unsafe, also your point on crime there, and unfair to the great people of our country. Time for change, exclamation mark, signed Donald Trump, January 4th. So that's, you know, that's a direct message sent to his, you know, whatever, however many, getting on to 100 million followers, you know, and then he's right with you, Wayne.
Well, yeah, and again, I just think we owe him a great debt of gratitude for the amount of grief he's taken, and I know he's strong enough of a man to take it, and he's not going to let, again, the liberal media and all these other twits try to take him down, because he's just he's much more of a man than that. So, again, all we can do, though, out here is have conversations like this, continue to support the immigration issues where, you know, we put an America First attitude together, and you know, just send these folks home. Let them go home and change their own countries if they want a better life. So
that's right. They should make their own country better. Make Mexico better.
Wayne, you know what? Somebody, I might have been Chris Kobach, who's running for governor of Kansas, or it might have been one of the other great immigration champions, border control champions, who made the point. The DACA, they did a summary, as you did, of the statistics on the DACA people. You know, boo-hoo, you know, these are young people, you know, baloney. Their average age is 35, and they haven't completed college. They're not attending college. They're not employed. They're not contributing to the economy. But here's what this person, the point they made. Hey, in other words, if you're looking for something with which to appeal to that bleeding heart tendency in so many of us to, you know, boo-hoo, these poor people. Well, hey, what does it amount to? If you send the DACAs back, this was Ann Coulter saying, send them back. If you send them back, you're doing something wonderful. You're sending however many it might be, you know, 10 million of them, 2 million of them, however many millions of them, you're sending them back, overwhelmingly, three quarters of them, to Mexico. Well, what's wrong with that? Because as Paul just pointed out, the Mexicans need to shape up Mexico. So you're sending Mexicans born in Mexico back to Mexico. And they've lived for a few years. They've had the blessing and grace of having lived for a few years in a free country where there's some civilization, as Donald Trump says. And now they can go back to Mexico and shape up their own country. This is the greatest Peace Corps program ever. They would be a multi-million member. Yeah. In other words, we sent our own kids off to Africa. My own cousin went off to Africa to be in the Peace Corps. Well, okay, so let's send a couple million DACAs back to Mexico as the Mexican Peace Corps to bring civilization to Mexico. What do you think?
It's a fantastic idea. And the reason I was giggling is that I remember when Trump started kicking out MS-13 and sending them back to El Salvador, those government officials were panic-stricken that these cretins were coming back to their country. You know, they thought they had gotten rid of them and were going to stay up here in the United States, you know, wreaking havoc. But it's just one of those things where when you can boomerang this kind of issue and send these cretins back to where they came from, which to me has probably already saved a ton of lives in this country. You just can't tell me you have hundreds of, if not thousands of MS-13 people running around and fighting for drug turf and all that stuff, that there would not be a lot more murders, you know, and cold blood, you know, across this whole country. So to me, I think the point is perfect. You know, send them back. If they're really committed, let them solve their own country's issues, and then they'll have a better life down there. So
right. And they yeah, go ahead, Paul.
If the great go-getters that the DACA lobby tells us, you know, they're hardworking, they've trained themselves and blah blah blah. Hey, they would be a huge asset to their former country. This, as the caller was saying, this would be as an excellent form of peace corps.
Yeah, and we're going to lose all these valuable people, which will really, you know, our economy will really sag without these DACA people here, and they're going to go boom the Mexican economy. Mexico will shoot ahead of America. Wow, that's pretty cool. And also this commentator that I wish I knew who to attribute it to, but this commentator said, all these people speak Mexican. I hate to, Spanish. They speak Mexican. They all speak Mexican. Their parents were Mexican, nationals. They were born in Mexico themselves. What language do you think they spoke at home when they were growing up in California or, wherever? They speak Spanish, Mexican, okay? So they're perfectly set up, better than any Peace Corps volunteer. My cousin had to learn, I don't know what he had to learn, Senegalese or something. He had to study it for a couple of years before he wasted his, PhD college education on going to Africa as a Peace Corps volunteer. And all he came back with was a bunch of hideous masks that he came back with and hideous experiences that he could recount. But
he came back with his health.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll try to get to George in San Francisco in a minute because this cousin of mine taught at San Francisco State. But these people, Wayne, they're perfectly suited to go back to. And they're such caring people. So do you people care about your mother civilization? Well, your mother country? Do you care about raising the quality of that Aztec culture? Well, here's your chance. Anyway, Wayne.
Thanks, James.
Beautiful call, Wayne. Please call back as much as you can. We'll be right back with George in San Francisco right after this.
Too by mass media, it's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. for the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good?
We're back, folks. And we've just got one little tiny segment left. Alan in South Carolina is holding on, and Alan, I promise I'll get to you. But I just want to mention one thing that we haven't mentioned in today's show. We haven't talked about it much on this show at all. But as Donald Trump mentions, you know, we got to build the wall, stop illegal immigration, stop chain migration, cancel the visa lottery. Paul's very focused on this. There's something else that we've got to end, folks. And just what comes to your mind here? What's the big one, folks, that we have got to end? Birthright citizenship. That is a total hoax that's been foisted upon us, that somehow, that if you're born in the United States, either the Constitution or law or natural law or your rights entitle you to citizenship in America. Baloney, right, Paul? Baloney. Absolute baloney. And let me tell you the origin of this. And this is something I hope people like Chris Kobach, I don't know if he's focused on this. I know Roy Beck sure is. We've got to get that, the repeal, the end of birthright citizenship. Folks, it's simply a practice. It's not law. There's no law that you have birthright citizenship in America. And it's certainly not in the Constitution. Here is the flimsy grounds upon which people, by interpretation, have decided that if you're born in the U.S., you know, if your illegal mother and illegal father show up in the emergency room at Los Angeles County Hospital and you have your baby, you now have an American citizenship. It's the 14th Amendment. And here's how it reads, the 14th Amendment, which itself is one, like really one of the weakest amendments to the Constitution, ratified in 1868, had no intention of granting birthright citizenship to people illegally in the U.S. who are not illegally in the U.S., who are not subject to the jurisdiction of the states they're living in. Here's what it reads. The point of the 14th Amendment was to make former slaves American citizens. That's all. That was the point, period. And that was fine. That was justified. All persons born or naturalized in the United States, listen to this, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and the state wherein they reside. Okay, folks, listen to that. And subject to the jurisdiction thereof, an illegal born in Los Angeles County Hospital is not subject to the jurisdiction of California or of the United States. That's a Mexican whose mother happened to be physically located in Los Angeles when she went into labor. Now, think about that, folks. That's why that clause is in there, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. We'll talk about birthright citizenship more. It's incredibly important. My apologies to you, my friend Alan in South Carolina. And we'll see you all again tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Trump phenomenon. Thanks.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.